Live. You can bring up whatever you would like at 855-450-FREE. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
All right, so 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number. You can take control. You can also join us on Skype. Username there is lrn.fm. But do call with the intention of calling and talking to us on Skype. The other night, one guy called, and after he didn't come on the air with us, when I went to his call, I typed to him later, because you can type over chat, and I said, "Where were you?" And he said, "Well, I just wanted to listen to the show." No, sorry. You don't use Skype to listen to the show. We've got live streams. They're free. There are three different sizes of them at listen.freetalklive.com. Please only call on Skype if you want to actually talk on the radio.
Right.
That's what we're expecting from you. So, again, Skype username lrn.fm.
Now, I'm curious, is that like kind of a workaround? Is he actually getting a better stream quality through Skype than he is through the high stream?
I don't know about that, Johnson. I can't tell you what.
Is he sneaky? I mean, did he find a way to get a better bit rate or something on the audio stream?
I can't tell you what the bit rate is on Skype. I know that sometimes Skype sounds better than it does other times. So mm-hmm. I think Skype adjusts depending on the bandwidth that you have available, and I don't know what its maximum range is.
I'm just wondering, because it seems to not make much sense, you know, to listen on Skype versus just clicking on the stream link on the website.
Maybe
listening.
He didn't know. I think that, you know, I didn't get into detail with him as to, you know, what his thought process was, but maybe he was new, maybe he came across us on Skype, you know, maybe he saw LRN.FM somehow on Skype, and I don't know. I really don't know.
I mean, Free Talk Live does have a call-in option, right? I mean, you still have listen lines.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you can call a phone number and listen to our show through your phone. So 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. There's an email that I think maybe is worth sharing here tonight. And also, of course, we'll take your calls about anything that you want. Johnson, you're going to tell us about doctors, I believe. Is that right? Doctors
sure, yep.
who are now taking cash a lot more often than before.
And soon Bitcoin.
Yeah, tell me more about that. Where's this coming from, by the way?
So this is coming from Forbes.com.
Okay.
And so essentially what's going on is that the doctors they're just fed up with Obamacare. So according to the article, it says Obama's most intrusive changes to the healthcare marketplace, including the individual mandate whereby Americans must secure health insurance or pay a fine, and its massive expansion of Medicaid are less than a year from taking effect. And many doctors have decided that they're not interested in seeing how those changes will play out in their own practices. Nearly two-thirds of doctors say that they or their colleagues will retire earlier than planned over the next few years, according to a survey conducted by a firm named Deloitte.
Yeah, why bother? Why bother continuing on? If you can't, you're already an incredibly heavily regulated business, and it's about to get a lot worse.
Yeah, a lot worse. So, others are considering a departure from the current system of third-party payment. Instead, they're exploring their own direct payment, with patients paying for care on their own.
Whoa, that's a radical concept!
Right.
You mean like how things supposedly used to be? I don't remember this,
right?
Because there's always been this government-regulated, highly regulated industry in the healthcare world in my lifetime. But from what I hear, doctors used to make house calls, and you could pay them cash.
Imagine if we could return to that. Oh, that would be so nice.
It'd be amazing.
It'd be amazing. And we're so poised for it, too, with the way web technology, how easy websites are to build, how easy payment systems are able to be put in place.
Bitcoin. Yeah.
I mean, Bitcoin just makes it obvious. So, I mean, I'm sure that we're going to be... Hopefully, these more and more people will avoid the government. But who knows what the government's response is going to be to this?
Well, I know I've talked about this on previous episodes. It's probably been a while, though. There's a doctor in the Keene area. Yeah, not really the Keene area, kind of northeast of Keene. But you have to drive about 45 minutes to get there. And he is a cash doctor. He's this old, old guy, and he's probably in his 80s. He works out of his home. I think his daughter or granddaughter, like, runs the front office, basically. So it's a fairly large home, and there's an area that he's turned into an office, has his own separate entrance. So you're not going into the house. You're walking into an entrance for a business. And, you know, he puts on his lab coat or his white, you know, coat, and he's just this really old guy who kind of does things the old school way, you know, and he doesn't accept any insurance. He's cash only.
Wow.
Yeah, and his rates are pretty decent.
Right.
And he's got no shortage of people who are willing to come all the way out to, you know, the middle of nowhere where he lives and, you know, go see him for whatever doctoring purposes they need.
I, to be honest, I'm surprised that the government hasn't shut him down or somebody, you know, because they want the... They always want their cut.
Well, we are in New Hampshire, so things do tend to play out a little differently here.
It's good.
Guess.
It's good.
Tell me more.
So even before Obamacare, direct pay services were growing in popularity. According to the Center for Studying Health System Change, direct payment practices increased from 9.2% of the market in 2001 to 12.4% by 2008. Nearly 7% of doctors say that they are planning...
That's a pretty big increase.
Yeah. It's, yeah. Nearly 7% of doctors say that they're planning to change from some form of direct pay care in the next 3 years, according to a survey of 13,000 doctors done for the Physicians Foundation. The consulting firm Accenture Projects that one said that one in three doctors in independent practice will adopt subscription-based care models.
So that's interesting. So, yeah. You know, like in, well, I guess... That's different from insurance, though, right? Like you're...
I guess. It sounds... Well, I mean, you're buying a service as opposed to insurance. I don't know. It's certainly
how that works. I'd be curious to know more about how that is different from insurance.
Right. I mean, do you get unlimited care if you subscribe to a doctor? I mean, you can always go see that. I mean, because that seems strange. And then the doctor gets to decide priority because it's not like... Unlimited. The doctor has unlimited time to see patients.
Right. Or is that something where, you know, you're paying a subscription fee to where if you have to go in for a visit that maybe you get a certain number of visits included for that subscription. So basically it's like a payment plan over a year's time.
Right.
So instead of, you know, whatever the doctor's cost is, you go in a one-off visit, you're a cash payer. Let's say it's $200 for the, you know, 10 minutes that you end up seeing the guy.
Right.
And the average person who's having trouble making ends meet might be able to better afford $20 a month as opposed to $200 in one hit.
Right.
Maybe get them on that plan. I'm totally speculating, though, so I would be interested in knowing if there's anyone who's in the business that can clear that up. What does a subscription mean when it comes to a doctor?
Right. Or if there are any doctors that are considering doing this in the future.
Sure.
Interesting. So one direct payment model that's growing in popularity is the concierge care, whereby a doctor's charge a monthly or annual fee for care and bypass the administrative headaches associated with insurance and government programs altogether.
Why not? I mean, if it's going to mimic insurance to some extent, why not do it directly with your customers so you can cut out the middleman? That makes sense.
It makes perfect sense. I mean, the insurance is obviously, I mean, everyone knows at this point that insurance is a scam.
Lawyers have been doing this, too. Lawyers have been offering, some of them have been offering kind of like prepaid legal services where, you know, you pay a subscription and most months you don't need them. But if you get busted for something, then you get to cash in on that.
Better Call Saul.
Yes, it's well, there you go, and that's a reference to a good show, which is Breaking Bad. Great show.
Right. So, I guess the American Academy of Private Physicians, which represents cash-only doctors, estimates that the number of concierge doctors has shot up 30% in just the last year. Examples of these practices abound. I think this is how this was pronounced. Q-Liance, for example, offers primary and preventive care for less than $90 a month in several cities in Washington state. In January, the company raised $8.6 million to expand beyond its home state. One Medical in San Francisco charges patients between $150 and $200 a year for same-day appointments, online prescriptions, and email access to doctors. And in Portland, Oregon, patients in the Multnomah Family Care Center pay a one-time enrollment fee and then monthly membership and provider fees that average less than $60 a month for preventative care.
Now, this is definitely something I want to look more into because it sounds really interesting. And I wonder, how do they deal with the needy patients? Because obviously you got 100 patients. 70 of them are probably not going to see you in any given year, and then, you know, another 20 are going to see you, and they're going to be cool and easy to deal with. And then 10 of them are just going to be calling you all the time. The hypochondriacs, there's always something wrong with them. They always have a question. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Maybe you have a plan like this. Can you tell us about it? Free Talk Live.
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's number one hit show, Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over $118,000. Omaha, it's over $71,000. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 877-237-1172 for your free flipping formula strategy guide DVDs. Just pay processing. That's 877-237-1172. 877-237-1172.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crisis. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
The coming financial collapse is real. The subsequent social unrest will happen. Even if you made it out of suburbia alive, where would you take your family? Act now to secure your survival retreat in the American Redoubt with the experts at SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. The American Redoubt is the designated safe haven for all liberty-minded patriots relocating to Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming. Get eyes, ears, and boots on the ground. Get professional, confidential, discreet advice. Get SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. Call 208-627-2855. Save time, money, and stress while you secure your ultimate survival retreat property now, before it's too late. Water, energy, food, defense. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective alternative and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Toll free at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features we have waiting for you on our website. They're all free, including the news updates. You can get signed up, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, or email if you'd like to do it old school. If you follow us on email, you'll get all the most important updates. If you're following us on Twitter and Facebook, you'll get a variety of stuff. We'll make posts during the show, ask questions, post show prep, things like that. It's very interactive. So go to news.freetalklive.com. You can get signed up for whatever would please you. That's news.freetalklive.com.
uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what the readers of freedomsphoenix.com get every day. Readers of Freedoms Phoenix are constantly provided the detailed real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship we have with coercive governments. freedomsphoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go now to freedomsphoenix.com and sign up for the free daily dispatch. That's freedomsphoenix.com.
We'll talk more about the concierge doctors, as they are being called, doctors with whom you can contract in advance, basically, and pay them on a monthly basis, whether or not you need their service, in order to avoid the whole insurance nonsense, which is getting more complicated and more outrageous. We'll continue that in moments, but we've got John on the line in Boston. You're on Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. John, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, guys. So I wanted to bring up, well, first of all, I recently just got into Bitcoins, and mainly due to listening to you guys talk about them for so long, I finally, you know, jumped on board, and it's been going pretty great in the last couple of weeks. And I did want to mention that I think that one of the main reasons why a lot of people haven't been jumping aboard or maybe aren't feeling like they're, you know, legitimate enough to invest in is some of the companies that are involved in getting the Bitcoins. Namely, I've had a few problems with BitInstant and a few of my friends as well.
I'm sorry to hear that. It's always worked for me, but I've heard some people saying they've had issues with money not being delivered as fast as they would like. There was even a guy who claimed on our Facebook page the other night, or actually I think it was a post I made somewhere, I don't remember. But anyway, he claimed that he'd had a problem with BitInstant where they took $1,000 of his money. And
wow.
I know the guys behind BitInstant at least a little bit, and they don't seem like those kind of guys, so I'm shocked by that. What happened to you?
Oh, well, see, I bought them about a month back, and it went okay. You know, it took about a day or so. And I decided to buy some more about a week ago, and still waiting to hear back from them about where my money is, what's going on with them. You know, their customer service is pretty lackluster, to say the least.
I'd have to imagine that with the way Bitcoin has been growing in a way that's extremely exponential, that a company like all these companies are having difficulties. So what I would imagine is that especially in the areas of customer service and customer satisfaction, they're going to have extreme difficulties until they can turn around the profits that they're making into hiring competent customer service agents. So I would expect that BitInstant and other companies like this would be doing that now, and I would expect them to improve somewhat soon. That would be my guess as to what's going on.
I'd agree, but that's kind of where I bring up the point of that I think that some of these companies need to maybe put in that little bit of extra effort in order to make, you know, to ease some of these people that are getting into Bitcoins for the first time, because I do think that number one worry is where is my money going? Is this legitimate? Is this going to, you know, am I going to be, you know, taken for what I've invested in? And, you know, at least an email back saying, yep, we got it. You know, we'll get on it as soon as possible. You know, that kind of thing.
I totally agree with you. I mean, I think customer service is really important, and I'm dismayed by these reports because, you know, this was an advertiser with Free Talk Live. I don't know what their current status is. Mark isn't here tonight for me to ask that. I think that, you know, I'm looking here on my list of things we're supposed to talk about tonight, and BitInstant scheduled for tomorrow night, not tonight. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, they appear to be a current advertiser, and, you know, maybe we can, I'm surprised we haven't heard anything yet, you know, from them, and I'm going to try to reach out maybe during one of the breaks and see what we can get as far as a comment on this, because it looks bad for Free Talk Live. I mean, I have no reason to disbelieve what you're saying, John. I don't know who you are, obviously, but I hope that Johnson's right, that it's just growing pains and that maybe you fell through the cracks. How many times have you emailed them?
Probably about like two or three times since last Thursday or so.
Okay. Yeah.
I've gotten back a response once saying, you know, please give us this number, and I, you know, it's some transaction number, which I did, and didn't get a response back. And I'm not saying that as, you know, they're not busy, which I'm certainly sure they are. I'm just saying that with these new growing companies in this new field, they should be hyper aware of customer service being almost number one, you know, easing these people, easing these people's worries. Otherwise, you know, someone else is going to take over Bitcoin's spot real quickly that's going to provide that service.
Let me say that I certainly understand your pains having, and I have no problems admitting this over the air. I had over 1,000 Federal Reserve note, U.S. dollars, worth of money in InstaWallet. So,
and they just got hacked.
And they just got hacked, supposedly. I don't know what's going on.
Well, what
90 days claim process. Supposedly,
you told me they say they have your money.
Yes, that's what they're saying right
now.
What
I had heard was, and this was really initial reports, so I've only ever heard the initial reports, was that they got wiped for 40,000 bitcoins. But from what you're saying, it looks like they actually detected the intrusion and kept their bitcoins extra safe.
Yeah, that's what I read.
They
shut down the service so that they would not lose any money. And that's true of, I think they have some other services too. There was one like they ran a couple ones. It was one that after the name of a flower, and I can't remember what the name of it is, but
I don't know, but I know that other Bitcoin sites have been getting denial of service attacked. There are, and I believe that BitInstant has been one of those sites.
MT Gox has been going under a massive denial of service.
So who knows what kind of stuff these guys are dealing with. But I agree with you, John. It doesn't take that long to hammer out a quick email saying, we're sorry, this is taking longer than we expected. We know that this is frustrating for you, and, you know, please be patient and or we'll offer you a refund. That seems like basic customer service, and obviously, I can't make excuses for these people. I don't know what's going on. But I'll try to find out for you, okay?
All right. I appreciate taking my call.
Thanks for the call, John, and good luck. There are other options out there, by the way. There are Coinbase.com. There's also, Bitfloor.com. These are two options that I have used personally because I wanted to know, you know, what else is there? How long does it take? What are the costs like? They take longer than BitInstant generally. My experience with BitInstant is you go down to CVS, you put money in a cash register, and by the time you walk out the door, the Bitcoins are in your account. Mm. So what method were you using, by the way, John, if you're still with us? I don't know if you hung up.
Oh, I was. I had deposited money into a Dwolla account and then transferred Dwolla over. And it seems like it shouldn't take very long, you know.
The other site I've heard a lot about is Bitstamp.net.
This one I haven't tried. Have you tried it? I've tried it.
I've just used it as charts and whatnot.
Thanks for the call, John. I appreciate it. But do they sell Bitcoin?
I think so. Yeah.
855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know an emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are natural, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we have waiting for you there. We've got the Shrine of Female Listeners with dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo or video showing that they are listeners of the program. Just head on over to shrine.freetalklive.com. And if you are a lady listener and you want to become part of the Shrine, you will be entered if you enter this month. You send us your validated photo this month. You'd be entered in the drawing that we've been doing for the last couple months with Savory Scents. They're handcrafted, delicious-smelling candles that could be yours if you just join the Shrine of Female Listeners. Go to shrine.freetalklive.com for details. And if you're already on the Shrine and you want to qualify, just send us an updated photo, a fresher, newer photo of you also validating yourself for Free Talk Live, and we'll enter you into the drawing as well. So, again, shrine.freetalklive.com. The Free State Project is your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime. At least it's the best plan I've ever heard of. The Free State Project is making a splash and continues to do so in New Hampshire, and that's proven, I think, by the level of media attention the Free State Project has received. Just this morning, the NPR, New Hampshire NPR, was doing a report on the Free State Project, kind of looking at the last decade, basically. They had Carla, who's the president of the Free State Project, in, as well as two state representatives who are elected Free State Project participants, and they had an hour-long conversation about the Free State Project. They took calls from people that were upset about the Free State Project and emails from people that were upset. People were focusing on the Keene area as far as the activism that happens out here. And there's this, you know, this is just something the Liberty Movement doesn't have happen anywhere else. The Libertarian Right. Party in Florida, where you and I came from prior to moving to New Hampshire, Johnson, the Libertarian Party down there, I don't think ever really got any press beyond maybe an interview with the newspaper when they ran a candidate for
or a political election.
Right.
I mean, there's nobody cares about the libertarians anywhere else. But in New Hampshire, liberty-minded people are making a difference. They're making an impact. And the proof is the fact that you've got NPR. You've got statewide papers all across New Hampshire. You've got television stations in New Hampshire doing reports on the Free State Project, doing reports on the activism of Free State Project participants. It's just a tremendous
and the fact
coverage.
That you've got groups of people, you know, the people who are not happy, that they occasionally send representatives out to follow activists around.
That's true.
I mean, it would never happen in Florida. Never.
Yeah. So we're really
having
an impact, and it's just barely getting started here. That's one of the most important parts about this that you need to know is the Free State Project is only at about 5% of its total mover target. We want to get 20,000 people here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, and we've got about 1,000, and those are early movers.
Right.
The official move period hasn't even begun yet.
Right. Really, the way I think of it is the Free State Project really hasn't started yet. It's only about 70% of the way there, right? I mean, has it hit 70% yet? 14,000?
14,000. We're about 12 signers away.
Okay, so
and
okay.
the signer count, if you go to freestateproject.org, look on the top right, you see the numbers. The signer count, as I understand it, is not automatic. So the last time I mentioned was a few days ago that we were 12 away.
Uh-huh.
So we may have actually had more than 12 signups in the last few days. It's just that it's
Didn't
a volunteer
the signer
thing.
Count used to be automatic?
I don't know.
What happened to that?
I don't think it is now. It's a volunteer thing, so somebody has to take the signers. They have to enter them into a database
right. And
then increment the number. At least that's as I understand it.
That seems strange.
It does seem strange, but I'm pretty sure it jumps up in batches from what I've seen. Anyway.
Kickstarter that.
Go to Free
State. I think FSP needs to Kickstarter a new FSP website.
Actually, from what I understand, there is a new FSP website that is in development.
Right.
And I don't know when its release date's going to be. Again, you're talking about a volunteer organization.
Right,
and
exactly.
You get what you get when it comes to volunteers. It's not that they don't love Liberty or they don't love the Free State Project. It's just that most of these people have full-time paying jobs.
And web development is expensive to get you know, people to do well.
No kidding. This has been the story of my last 5 years. So, freestateproject.org. If you love liberty, you owe it to yourself to take 20 minutes, go to freestateproject.org, check out the 101 reasons to move to New Hampshire. If you love the ideas of freedom, if you are willing to actually do something more than complain about all the terrible things that are happening, you want to get together with other people who think the way that you do, this is the place, and now's the time. So go to freestateproject.org. to learn more. 855-450-FREE. And maybe if we're lucky, at some point, we get enough people here who are actually active, maybe we'll see secession happen someday, and then we can actually have a free market in healthcare, to tie back around into what we were talking about earlier, with doctors in this country basically either deciding to retire early or to break away from the insurance provider business entirely or partially and decide to take cash customers on.
Absolutely.
So I don't know if you've got more to share on the Forbes piece here.
Sure. So, I mean, I think it gets into one of a little bit of the negative. You know, there are some downsides. So it does say that the direct pay model does force patients to shoulder more of the upfront cost of their care, but the long-term savings it can generate are substantial. So Q Lions was one of the examples it mentioned, says that it can trim as much as 30% off of health costs by combining its services with a high deductible plan for major medical bills.
Mm-hmm.
High deductible plans are usually paired with health savings accounts, HSAs, which allow customers to set aside money tax-free for health expenses.
Now, these things seem to make sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
I can't say I put a whole lot of time into researching the various different options, but when I heard about the health savings accounts, it seems like, well, it makes more sense to put money into your own account.
Right.
So you can use that in an emergency and then have some level of catastrophic care kind of insurance on top of that.
And then you've got control. I mean, that's the huge thing is that at that point you have control of your care because you can send that HSA money basically wherever you want.
Mm-hmm.
And then also it makes this direct payment process a lot easier because it's more affordable. So access health care as cash-only practice, as the fees can be lower than the copays a patient would otherwise cover under a traditional plan. The cost of lowering potential direct payment practices is heartening because current third-party system has failed to stem our burgeoning health cost crisis. Indeed, third-party payment is largely to blame for the untamed growth of health costs. Back in 1960, only about half of the nation's health spending was paid for by a third party, according to the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. By 1980, that had risen to 77%. Mm. Today, it's 88%.
Yeah.
Not surprisingly, the consumer's out-of-pocket share of health costs has declined. As consumers' out-of-pocket health care costs has declined, their demand for care has exploded.
Well, right, because if you're told that you're being taken care of from cradle to grave,
it's free!
Right, you might as well go to the doctor, even if you'd have been fine had you just stayed home and, you know, taken care of yourself and taken it easy, drank a lot of water and, you know, ate some food and just taken it easy.
Well, it also points out, this article also points out, our tax regime also encourages such overconsumption. Employer-sponsored insurance benefits are not taxed. So a worker receives a full dollar's worth of health benefits for every dollar his employer pays for insurance, compared to less than 85 cents for every dollar his boss spends on wages. As a result, health costs have grown at double the rate of inflation elsewhere in the economy.
Well, and also, don't forget that the government regulations also drive up healthcare costs significantly. I mean, if you've got to get a pill to market, it costs billions and billions of dollars in order to just get through the FDA's regulatory scheme. So there's huge, huge costs involved in the regulations that adds to the cost. And then also, I think it was John Stossel who made this point in one of his specials, that because we've taken, or because people have relinquished their control over their healthcare spending and turned it over to insurance companies, that means that they're not getting as good a deal because they're not shopping around.
Yeah, they're not, and they're also not negotiating in any way.
That's what I mean, right? So you're not going to a doctor, and you're not going to three different doctors and saying, well, how much does this cost? And then comparing the different options and then choosing the lowest price or choosing the fastest option or whatever it is that's most important to you. Instead, you just go where your insurance tells you to go, and that's that. Right. And the insurance company takes care of it, and the doctor gets whatever arbitrary amount they've decided to charge, or that they're allowed to charge. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. You're welcome to share your experience with the healthcare business. It's Free Talk Live.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom designed cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BlockItPocket.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
Over 50,000 satisfied squatting customers can't be wrong. If you suffer from difficult or painful bowel movements, join the thousands who are finding success with a Squatty Potty. Not a cleanse, ointment, or pill, Squatty Potty is a simple, lightweight, yet sturdy footstool that fits around any toilet and elevates your feet. Squatty Potty improves your posture, and that allows proper alignment of the colon. The result is faster, more effective elimination and relief from nagging constipation, hemorrhoids, IBS, and blood. Loading. Squatty Potty is doctor recommended and endorsed and comes with a 60-day hassle-free money-back guarantee. The Squatty Potty, a healthy step in the right direction. Squatty Potty starts at just $34.95 and can only be ordered by calling 855-628-1099 or through our website, SquattyPotty.com, spelled S-Q-U-A-T-T-Y, Potty.com. Squatty Potty, healthy colon, happy life.
What do you do when your government is engaged in unconstitutional acts? And what should you do when our elected officials fail to uphold their oath to protect we the people from foreign and domestic enemies? Hello, fellow patriot. I'm Pastor Broden of the Constitutional Defenders of Texas, and we have discovered a constitutional answer to these questions. The answer is found in the First Amendment to the Constitution. The fifth platform in the First Amendment is the answer to our government operating in an unconstitutional way. The right to peaceably assemble and petition redress for grievances. Redress means to set right, to amend. It is a remedy for a wrong or an ill perpetrated against we the people. Sign our petition for redress at c.x.com. That's c.dot.x.com. Redress equals solution.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Do you work at a doctor's office? Are you a physician or a nurse and would like to comment on the issues we're discussing here, cost of health care, concierge doctors, which I want to talk a little bit further about when we finish this Forbes piece. We're about through it. It's about what's coming. And that is that Forbes is pointing out here that you got doctors who are bailing out. In fact, there's another article I found over at the Drudge Report today from the AARP where they're saying that there's a projected shortage of 45,000 primary care physicians by 2020.
Yeah, we're really going to be hoping for more rebels in this industry and people who are don't care so much about licenses and
shade tree doctors.
Exactly. But I mean, really, I mean, we're going to need it. Otherwise, you're going to be waiting in line. Even with our pseudo-socialist medical system that's not quite there yet. But if it keeps going the way it's going, we are going to have the lines in some of these.
Well, already there's a lot of waiting involved, right, which is one of the reasons why these concierge doctors are becoming popular, because you can pay a monthly fee and get same-day service.
But it's not nearly as bad as it is in, say, like the EU or Canada.
Sure.
Or no.
So let's continue here with the Forbes piece.
So as we were talking about the costs, so as a result, the health costs have grown at double the rate of inflation elsewhere in the economy, and that's not sustainable. Direct payment could check that cost growth, particularly in the primary care realm, by empowering doctors and patients to negotiate mutually agreeable prices free of interference from insurers or the government.
Reason that helps drive costs down.
Right, exactly, because they're going to be bargaining and shopping around and choosing prices. Right now, there's very little. As we saw earlier, 88% of people are not paying for their insurance. They're just paying for
it. Right, it's like magic. You need to go to the doctor, you deal with all the paperwork, and then the costs are taken care of.
Right, third party. The insurance is paying for it. So there's the problem. The insurance isn't doing any negotiation. They benefit. They want the rates as high as possible. So Reason Magazine recently profiled Dr. Ryan Neuhoffel, a Kansas doctor who posts his prices online and doesn't accept insurance.
Yeah, that's just that's another thing doctors just don't do. I mean, I've heard stories from people saying that they've asked questions at, like, the hospital of what does this procedure cost, and they're given blank stares.
Right.
No one knows.
Right.
No one ever asks.
Right. It's just crazy. It's absolute lunacy. So Dr. Neuhoffel, a 30-minute house call runs $100. Now, that sounds decent to me, but it may seem high to those who are used to $30 copays. Now, that $100 house call, though, may end up being cheaper in the long run after taking into account sky-high monthly insurance premiums, steadily rising annual deductibles, and out-of-pocket maximums.
I mean, having been a cash client for doctors, $100 for a house call sounds cheap to me.
Right.
I mean, think about these guys. They're not usually willing to work for less than $100 an hour, so or $200 or $250 or whatever.
I went to one of those rates. Free clinics when I was uninsured, and it was about $90 to $100. So it sounds about reasonable.
And that was a walk-in,
right?
Yeah. So this is him coming to you, which you know, there's drive time involved, and that's.
And now I'm in the copay category now, and it is nice, but at the same time. You know, I don't even know. I don't even know necessarily exactly all the amount that's taken out of my paycheck for the insurance. I don't know. You know, it's...
Yeah, that's bad.
It's crazy. Yeah, it's crazy. It's just, it's a lot. And I know it's just a lot of money, so...
Yeah, it'd be more for you to take home if you were actually able to collect that.
Right, of course. But I don't have the choice, so for me it's just, okay, well, at least I've got my health care. I mean, I'm kind of in the boat of like, okay, well, at least I've got my health care and it's covered or... But I would rather be... understanding all the costs and paying for it because it's just I'm still young too. That's the other thing. So it's a lot of money that is just going down the drain.
Let's go to the phones. Christy's on the line in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Christy.
Hi.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I hear everybody talking against Obamacare, and I think a lot of people that are against it don't even really know what it is.
All right.
I'm a person that is self-employed and cannot afford insurance. The reason we all can't afford insurance is because the doctors are in with the insurance company. I mean, literally.
Well, wait a minute. How does that explain these doctors who are quitting insurance?
Yeah, how does that, And how does it explain all the paperwork and regulations that they're forced to follow that they don't want to, that they complain about all the time?
Well, evidently there's not enough regulations that people are being checked. Because people said at the doctor's office, for instance, I broke my hand last year. I went to the emergency room. It cost, I don't know, $500 or $600 for the emergency room. They didn't do anything. They didn't even give me a bag of ice to put on my hand. They said, you need to go see this orthopedic surgeon the next day. So they're in cahoots with the surgeon. So I go to the surgeon's office, and there's probably 100 people sitting in there waiting. Mm. Most of them are elderly. Most of them don't really know what they're paying, their insurance or their Social Security or their, you know, Medicaid or Medicare is paying for this. But you walk in there, and he tried to – I got my bill. They didn't do anything except a cast on my arm. They didn't set my fingers. They didn't do anything. So I get my bill. And my bill says $350 per finger for fracture manipulation. Well, I'm a
look. There's no doubt, Christy, that things are bad in the healthcare industry,
it's
and
real bad.
I bet you're right. There probably are some. I'd love to have a conversation with you. So, if you don't mind, can I make a point here? So the thing is. There may be some doctors who are in cahoots with the insurance company, as you're suggesting here, but I don't know if you heard the beginning of the hour where we were reading the beginning of this Forbes piece, and it's talking about how many doctors are sick and tired of dealing with insurance companies, and they're bailing out, and they're going cash only, and how do you address them? They're obviously not in cahoots with anyone.
Let me tell you how I address that. The doctors are overcharging for everything now. When you go into a doctor and he says, well, I need an MRI, and this MRI is it's $2,000, and it takes 5 minutes for them to take that. They've paid for that machine 10,000 times over. And there's no reason that that's
right. I understand your frustration. I get it. The costs of medical care bother me, too. But you didn't address what I said. I was addressing what you initially had claimed,
but
is that the doctors are in
dropping
cahoots.
Out.
They're just dropping out of insurance.
I understand that. Yeah, a lot of this, I mean, I really believe that the insurance has overpriced everything. Nobody can afford
anymore.
They're not paying the doctors like they want to charge. The doctors want to charge this amount of money, and they're only getting, the insurance will say, well, I'll pay you half of that.
Right, so they move a bunch of patients through as quickly as possible so they can collect as much as possible from these insurance companies. I think you're absolutely right about that point.
When you go to a doctor's office and they say, oh, well, your bill's $700-something, but we'll take $200. That's what they told me when I called them back on that bill. They said, well, we'll take $200.
And call it a day and then call it clear account?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, so if I had had insurance, the insurance company would have been charged $750 for that cash.
Right.
But if I wanted to pay it on my own, they'll take $200 and just write it off.
Well, Christy, then this is good news for you because this is good news what we're talking about, because if these doctors break away from insurance, as some of them are saying they're going to do or are doing, then that means they will start charging people directly, and that means people will start to have to ask what the costs are, and people will be concerned about that and not have to think about it, and that'll become an issue, and costs will come down because of that.
You would hope so.
How do you think? But Obamacare is the reverse of all of what we're talking about here.
Obamacare, I'm waiting for next year. I'm waiting for them to come out with an insurance that I hope is affordable for the money that you're spending on it.
I think you're going to be sorely disappointed.
Well, I don't think I will.
If you're counting on the government to take care of your health, good luck, because they can't deliver the mail on time.
Well, think about this for a second. Wait.
If I can afford it.
So think about this for a second. So we've already brought up the fact that the part of the reason why healthcare insurance is going up and these costs of health services are going up is because people aren't really invested in the price and are able to control the price. Well, what do you think is going to happen when
they can't control it?
Right, we can't because everyone's paying insurance. So what do you think is going to happen when everyone is forced to buy insurance and can't control the price?
The government is coming out with an insurance that is going to be affordable for people. It's not going to be
based just like Barack Obama was going to shut down Guantanamo Bay.
Well, I mean, obviously you're a Republican and I'm a Democrat.
I'm a registered Democrat, man.
Well, then I don't understand what you're speaking about.
No, you don't understand because I don't think we're communicating effectively. You seem to believe that the government's going
to
help people, and all they're going to do is help these insurance companies guarantee clients. And if a business is guaranteed clients, then they don't have to care about how they're treating people because they're guaranteed your business. Thanks for the call, and good luck. Let us know how it works out for you. 855-450-FREE. You can take control here. Bring up anything. Free Talk Live.
The year is 2118, and today's international disputes and frictions have become meaningless. Or have they? Even as humanity masters faster-than-light travel, first contact with aggressive aliens reminds Earth that history is always prelude, and that a global house divided against itself cannot stand. Wall Street Journal best-selling author Dr. Charles E. Gannon creates an action-adventure thriller where humanity will be forced to unite in order to fight fire with fire. Fire with Fire is a paperback available from all major retailers by Bain Books. Save now. $5 a pill for Viagra or Cialis in 32-count generic packages. Compare $5 a pill to up to $25 in the U.S. Save on Meds pharmacies have been importing safe, reliable medicine to U.S. customers for 9 years. Get generic Viagra and Cialis for $5 a pill with confidence. Call for a free quote and info. It's Save on Meds. 888-6969-363. 888-6969-363.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.